It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
It's a scary time for everybody, but the veterans, you know, they've got classes and things, and they got to keep going with it, and everything is online. So tell us about that.
Robert Hernandez, what is your title again? I know you handle everything veterans, but
I'm the manager of the Veterans Service.
It's on his shirt there.
Well, I'm not.
Yes, right there.
I'm just going to sit over here and shut up.
That would be a good. That might be a good idea. I don't know. You can interject every once in a while if you want to. But tell us what's going on with the veterans and the classes and such.
Well, as you know, all of our classes at the campus have gone to all online.
Mm-hmm.
So with how that's affecting our military students, our veterans, family members, since the benefits they're using are regulated by law, those had to be shifted and massaged to make sure that we're not violating any laws and getting either the students in trouble or right. ourselves in trouble.
Right.
So basically, we've been in close communications with the VA, making sure that we are doing everything properly. Best news we have for the students is the VA is also rolling with the punches, and those that are using the post 9/11 benefit, which uh-huh. are primarily affected by this shift,
right.
their pay is going to remain the same. Even if they were being paid for being on campus, VA understands that we have to make this shift, so their pay is not going to change from now until the 21st of December.
Oh, okay. So you got well in advance just in case.
Yes.
Just in case. Hopefully we'll go back to normal come the fall semester, but, you know, just in case you're ready.
Praying for the summer.
That'd be great. Yes. Summer would be great, but surely by fall. But had any problems with the vets out there not having good access to online? Because it's all online.
Some of them were having difficulties mm-hmm. getting into the internet, yeah. but we've scrambled around and helped them get arrangements to make sure they had access. Doing that shift to all online format has been a challenge for some of them.
Sure.
So we've been communicating with them through their emails, through our Veteran Services Facebook page, direct communications with some of them, just giving them tips on how to make that adjustment.
Uh-huh.
So it's a challenge, but everybody's being challenged right now, and that's what makes America great. We just know how to shift and things happen.
Have to.
It is. And so, but it's good to know that you're on the job. Nobody's going to fall through the cracks on this. And that's, you know, all across, I think, everywhere with everybody. I mean, this is something that's affecting everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, it really
unfortunately.
Is.
Unfortunately.
And so it's a learning experience for everybody, and there's room to move in that learning experience as far as, okay, well, this isn't working. Let's try it this way or that way. You guys were just really quick on that. And you were saying by fall, but I like what you're doing is basically hoping for the best, but you're making those arrangements just in case it's longer.
They got it through the entire year in exactly. case that does get to that. Hopefully not.
We have a plan A. We also have a plan B. Hopefully there's a plan C somewhere in there that we won't even have to look at.
Oh, we got it. We just don't want to tell you about it yet.
It's brig in case of emergency.
You were talking about the fact that, okay, doing it from home can be a little different because you have to discipline yourself in both directions. You can't underdo it or overdo it.
Exactly.
So what, you know,
stick around. You'll hang around a little bit this
morning.
We'll
talk about that sure. when you come back.
I mean, it's not like you got to rush off to the office or nothing today. So you can be here a little bit. Travis Tritz on 103.9, 98.5. It's mypigradio.com. Talking with Robert Hernandez, Texas A&M, Texarkana Veteran Services Manager.
There you go.
Read it right off the shirt.
There you go.
Clyde played electric bass. It's Waylon on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. And here talking with Robert Hernandez, Manager, Veteran Services, Texas A&M University, Texarkana.
Yep, there you go. You've got this thing beat now.
I told you, I'm on the Google Scholar.
I can tell. It's already taken effect. You were talking when we went to break about the fact that, you know, you're at home doing this, and it's very easy to get distracted or not get into a proper routine. You kind of got to think of it like, okay, class is usually Tuesday and Thursday, 11 to 1. That's when you probably need to sit down and do it, right?
Exactly. They've got to have that schedule.
You want to keep the structure as close as what it's supposed to be?
Definitely. I mean, if they know from 12 to 1 they were in a classroom, mm-hmm. they need to be sitting down because there's still lectures that they have to look at, and those are online through our Blackboard platform. So the professors are, you know, they're doing video lectures. Some of them are doing Zoom lectures where they have to actually log in live with the professor.
Oh, wow.
So they have to be disciplined to do that. Uh-huh. But then they also have to still keep up with their homework, their papers, the exams that have to be done. Uh-huh. So they have to have that schedule established.
Yeah.
Very, very important.
But then again, we were saying on the other edge of that, you don't want to overdo it.
No, it's like if it's usually 12 to 1, don't sit there 12 to 4 and get all burnt out and stressed. And
That's how people are did with Ozark on like Netflix. You know, they sit down, they just watch it all. You can't, you don't, if you do that with your classes.
Oh, you won't last very long. You'll be like,
you'll become a zombie real
quick. Yeah, it's kind of like, okay, do what you do, but then get up and get out and get you some fresh air and, you know, take advantage of it.
You know, they've got to take some breaks. You know, make sure their distractors are gone, but they've got to get up and move around.
He said it was okay to listen to the radio while you do your work. Just don't watch TV.
It's mandatory to listen to the radio.
He encourages
Yeah, just don't watch TV or do video games.
Listen to the pig. He says if you listen online, you'll get extra points.
Oh, all right. I didn't know that, but anyway.
That's right. So how can, you know, we've got veterans that were looking to start school. What is that? What position does that put them in now with all of this going on?
That's definitely a challenge, since a lot of those contacts were normally face-to-face on campus, and with the campus being just a skeleton crew, they can still contact us online. They can get to us through our webpage. Our phones are still working. Most of us have our phones forwarded to our computer, so our phone lines are still open. Emails, we had already shifted to where when they were had an opportunity either to submit a message to us that they were interested in the school, or if they did an application, it notified my office if they were veterans. We are reaching out, making contact with them directly by phone, through emails. So we're still keeping in contact with them. Campus tours, unfortunately, right now are suspended just because we don't want a lot of people roaming the campus. So.
Well, there's just not many people out there at all.
Yes. Got to maintain that social distance.
Now, let me ask you a question, just out of curiosity, though. I know that, are all students gone now?
No.
There's still some on campus.
You got the
dorms.
The dorms, they're still in there because they're in their rooms. You know what I'm saying?
Those students that were dorm students have the opportunity to come back and continue residing in the dorms. That gives them their good internet. We have our dining services open. Depending on the number of students we had, they were talking about having our Patterson Center, Student Center, open for some adjusted hours to accommodate them. I did not hear whether that happened or not. But for the most part, the campus is empty, except for skeleton crew and our university.
Yeah, and all the security and everybody. Yes. I mean, everybody, all the infrastructure and essentials, on-site essentials, JW. He's on-site essential.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Just a couple of months ago, we was nobodies.
Well, the good news is that as far as those that are still maybe in their dorms, whatever, you got a beautiful campus. You can still get out.
Oh, yeah.
You can still get outdoors and enjoy it. Just don't gather in groups.
Yes. They're saying same guidelines for them.
All the social distancing.
Avoid large groups. Social distancing.
It's okay to get fresh air. Just don't have a big group together doing it. Yeah.
Right.
You've got to keep getting out and getting fresh air and sunshine, or you're going to go stir crazy. Just don't do it in large groups.
If we just
I'm just thinking these students, now they... I'm guessing most of them are not veterans, the ones in the dorms. But it's got to be easier for them to do the classes online, to be at the campus, and to kind of keep that routine. We were talking how important it is the discipline to do this at home. Same thing with everybody working at home.
I kind of agree with you. I kind of don't.
Okay, I don't know, man. Hey, look, I'm on the Google Scholar. We can talk about it.
When they're in their dorms.
Yeah,
what?
When they're in the dorms, they're in that social environment.
Yeah, well,
if you remember dorm life, if you were in that setting, the distractors are even heavier and larger there because little Johnny, little Susie next door, you know, hey.
Cake party.
What are you doing? Exactly.
All right. Hey, stick around, Robert, and you want to do the news for us?
Sure.
Yeah, he's going to do the news for us this morning. Saturday night, special Conway 20s, part of the best in most country on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. So is Robert Hernandez, uh-huh. J. John Williams.
Yeah.
Of course, Robert, manager of Veteran Services, Texas A&M University, Texarkana. And all of this COVID-19 with the campus running on just bare essential, you know, staff out there. Everybody's had to move to online. It's just been a big, big learning experience, really, right?
It has.
Sounds
it
like
has.
Y'all were kind of ready. You know what I'm saying? More prepared maybe than some.
Ready?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you acted really quick.
Yeah, I mean, y'all went pretty fast with it. You were like one of the first around here to go, okay, we're doing this, we're going online, we're doing that.
Well, was it because you have Dr. Newman there?
He's our secret weapon, definitely. Good thing is that Dr. Cottrell and our A&M system were very, very proactive in looking ahead and looking how things were going. So that really helped us a lot. Really helped us a lot. So.
Yeah. CJW, I told you, pay attention to the scientists. The politicians, they look at it from one way, and a physician looks at it another.
Uh-huh.
Scientists.
With the science.
Yeah, they know what's up.
Yeah. The other big factor that helped us make that quick shift is our IT department.
There you
information
go, yeah.
technology.
Yeah.
They have been just totally awesome getting all of our platforms online. You know, they had already been researching a bunch of collaborative tools that we could use if for online type of, since that's kind of the way the future of education has been going anyways.
Sure, sure.
They had already been looking at a lot of stuff, so they just kind of shifted the gear and threw it into high drive to get those things online for us.
But I bet that you personally will be happy when this ends and you can go back to being face-to-face with the people.
I'm a people person.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I want to be able to look out right. in the eye and read that body language.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so hopefully sooner rather than later, we'll get to get back to normal.
Well, let's hope so. Anything we want to add before? I know you got to, you know, I don't know, we'll take a nap. what do you got lined up today?
He's got to go home work.
Well, I know. And you got a lot of work going on, though, and that's just it. A lot of veterans served out at Texas A&M here in Texarkana, and a lot more that are wanting to get into the programs that you have there. But I guess that's kind of slowed down a little bit around all of this. The
face-to-face contact, yes, but we're still reaching out and talking to people on the phone through the emails. And that's the biggest thing is even though I'm not there, they can't pop into my office. They know they could just either shoot me an email, give me a call on my office phone. Many of them have
What's
my
that
cell
number?
Phone. The office phone is 903-222-223.
All right, you lost me.
Okay, I don't call myself very often.
You know, it's like
I don't worry about it because everybody always asks me, "What's your phone number?" I go, "I don't ever call myself."
Facebook.
I don't call myself.
903-223-3167. There we go.
There you go. And there so, we you go. Know how phone numbers got like a cadence. You have to do it. 903-793-1039. Right.
That's right.
Mention that imaginary phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if you go 903-7
You could, oh, you lost me.
911.
No, I don't know.
039.
Yeah.
5. Well, then, you ever notice that?
Oh, I don't do it that way or I'd be lost. So, once again, it's what now?
903-223-3167.
Okay, gotcha.
Call Robert and get with him, all the veterans, especially those participating in programs with A&M already.
Yeah.
If you're interested, get with Robert. And, man, we hope you stay healthy and safe. We just for the record, we did spray him down with Lysol. That's just part of being on the show these days. Sprayed down with Lysol and hand sanitizer. But you taking any extra precautions?
Just doing what everybody else just is, staying away from as many people
normal,
as possible.
Normal, safe things. Stay away from as much.
Lysol in the house every evening.
Hand sanitizer, morning. Wash your hands.
Yeah, do it all and
don't
stay
go
safe.
Out and get the shopping cart and then touch your eyes. It's just common sense.
If there's anything that we can do at all to help get some information out, if you'll let us know or just, you know, call Anna and come on up here anytime,
yep.
Man. You're always welcome.
Well, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you even more playing the good music, keeping us. Keep it as motivated every day.
And thank you for becoming a Google Scholar, Jeff.
You're welcome. Tell Dr. Newman that I'm dangerous now. I got just enough knowledge to screw something up.
That's right.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.